Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Beis, at the beginning of the new Perek. HaShvi'is Meshametef Es HaMilva B'Shtar or Shlei B'Shtar HaKofez HaChanus Eina Meshametef Im Asa Milva Harei Ze Meshametef. Shvi'is cancels loans whether they are made with or without a document. It doesn't cancel credit of a store, but if it was converted into a loan, it is cancelled. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaRishon Rishon Meshamet. Rishon says earlier credit is cancelled as it was automatically converted into a loan when he took the most recent credit. The wages of a hired worker are not cancelled, but if it was converted into a loan, then it's cancelled. Rabbi Yossi says the payment for any work that must stop in Shvi'is is cancelled. If it does not need to stop, it's not cancelled. Hashoyches Apara v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah im haya chodesh mubar meshamet v'im lav ein meshamet. If one slaughtered a cow and divided it up on Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year to people who agreed to buy portions of it and pay afterwards, if the previous month was declared a full month, thereby rendering the first day of Rosh Hashanah as the last day of the previous year and the next day as the true Rosh Hashanah, then the payments are cancelled as the end of the Shemitah year cancels all loans. And these were considered loans before that time. But if not, meaning that the loans were actually taken in the new year, they're not cancelled. The penalties of rape, seduction, and defamation, known as Moitzi Shemra, and any obligation ordered by Beis Din are not cancelled. One who loaned with collateral and one who handed over his loan documents to Beis Din, the debts are not cancelled. The Gemara says, "Hashvi'is meshametef v'chulei nicha shloi b'shtar b'shtar v'yafe kemilva al hamashkoin v'lo yehei meshamet." The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that Shvi'is stops the loan with or without a document. Without a document is understandable, but with a document, why does it stop it? It should be like a loan taken with collateral, and it shouldn't stop it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan tiparta b'shtar she'ein bo achrayes nechasim uka Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan answers that it refers to a document that does not stipulate land on lien, and it follows with Meir, who said, unlike the Rabbanon, that if no stipulation is written, it was not an oversight of the scribe, and there's no automatic lien. Also, of the Kaimei Rabbi Yochanan, Vishtar, Shein by Achrayas Nechosim, Bahoiri, Meshamet, Amen Bepnesha Anu, Lamedim in Alocha, Anu Oisim Maase. Such a case came before Rabbi Yochanan of a document without a lien, and he ruled that the loan should be cancelled, and it seems to contradict the way he explained in the Mishnah. He said that even though that was the correct way to understand the Mishnah and the Halacha should follow the Rabbanon, that every document has an automatic lien and therefore Shvi'is should not cancel it, the Halacha actually is that Shvi'is does cancel the loan in which a lien wasn't written. A second answer from Rav Yirmiyah is that even if the document has a lien written, if the borrower doesn't own a field, the loan is cancelled. And the Gemara understands that this means that if he owns a field, the loan is not cancelled. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Afili Yeshle Karka Meshamet. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says, even if he owns a field, then it's still cancelled. Asya Rabbi Yossi Kederav, Dam Rabbi Abba, B'Shem Rav, Yechad Lai Karka, Eina Meshamet. It should say, Eina Meshamet, Lai Omru, Ela Yechad Lai, Halo Yechad Lai Meshamet. That's the correct guess. Rabbi Yossi follows Rav's view, as Rabbi Abba said from Rav, that if the borrower designated a field to be reserved for payment, Shvi'is doesn't cancel it. The Gemara understands that this means that if he didn't designate such a field, Shvi'is cancels, since as long as he can deflect him to another field, the loan is not considered collected. HaMashabed Sada Le'ishtoi V'Halach HaMocha Imratzda Le'Gavois Mimenu U'Mishah Nechosam Mishutzei Goiba. The Baisa teaches, if a man designates a field for his wife's Ksuba, and he later sold it, if she wishes, she can collect her Ksuba from it, or from the rest of his property that's not on lien. Amar Rabbi Hila Hoiri Rabbi Laza Koyen Tanya. Rabbi Hila said that Rabbi Laza ruled like this b'risa. Chevaya bayin lo tigva elam nechasim shibodim. The Chevaya suggested that she should only collect from that particular land that was on lien, but not from other lands that don't have a lien, and he still possesses them. Amalayin Rabbi Yossi, b'nei choyrin lefaneh bat ames tegvi mishibodim. Rabbi Yossi says, the land without lien available, and you're telling her to collect from land on lien? Masnisen b'sheloi amala lo yehi lecha piroin elam mizeh, aval im amala lo yehi lecha piroin elam mizeh, ein goyve elam mena. The answer is that the case is when he didn't explicitly say that collection may only be made from this particular field. But if he did, then she may only collect from that. HaMashabed Sadeh Lechaveiro V'Halach HaMochwa V'Acha Amar Mechura L'Shah Rabbi Yossi Amar Eina Mechura L'Shah. If one designated a field for payment if a loan wasn't returned and he then sold that land, Rabbi Acha said that it's considered temporarily sold and the buyer may eat the fruits, Rabbi Yossi said that it's no sale at all. Chayla Rabbi Yossi Min Hador Shoru Motzuhu Lavriach, Sada Eina Motzuhu Lavricha. proof for Rav Yossi is from the following. If he designated his ox as payment and then sold it, it's valid since he's able to hide it from his creditor if he comes after it. But if he designated his field and then sold it, it's not a valid sale and there's no way to hide it from his creditor. The question is, but if the buyer of the field is tough, the creditor won't be able to repossess it. Rav Yudin, the father of Matanya, answered that tough guys often fall, and the creditor will then be able to repossess it.